Welcome to the Miller Group Real Estate Show, Amelia Island's number one source for real estate news, market analysis, and more. Starring top producing real estate agents, James and Dave Miller. With over $32 million of sales on the plantation, the Miller Group is your go-to real estate advisor for the plantation and Amelia Island. Now to our hosts, James and Dave Miller.
All right. Hey, guys, this is James Miller here along with Dave Miller for the Miller Group Real Estate Show. And today we have a great episode planned for you. We're going to talk about some national and local trends to Amelia Island that have impacted the first half of 2019 real estate market. So we are have a lot of great information we are excited to share with you. So to get started, we want to talk about some of the trends that are going on across the country in terms of year-over-year changes in the real estate market. So, Dad, do you want to take that off?
Yeah, James, it's interesting that we continue to see year-over-year growth, but that growth nationally is moderating. It had gotten as high a year and a half ago, about 6.5% increases year-over-year. Now that's dropped back down over the last 16 months. It's continued to drop to now where we're just a little over 3% in terms of that the increases year over year. So things are moderating a little bit, and certainly in the corners of the U.S., and we've talked about this before, there's some weakness in some of the upper end markets in California, in San Francisco, and up in Seattle. In New York and in the Hamptons, certainly have been suffering for 2 years. Their inventory there has built up, and prices have started to drop a little bit. But primarily, properties are just taking a lot longer to sell that are over $10 million, the high end properties there. And a lot of that, certainly in New York, can be attributable to the lack of deductibility of state and local taxes. And the kind of causing people to think a little bit about buying second homes in New York. It's interesting too with, I think the, we've talked about how the world has changed with through internet and activity. It's people can live anywhere and have a second home anywhere and do their business. And I think that's provided some competition to be able to not just having to live in the city and go out to the Hamptons. You can live at Amelia Island and do your work, and we know quite a few people that do that. So I think that's it's impacted the Hamptons in a negative way.
Interesting that the work remote idea is, I think, also having an impact on the other end of our market, kind of on entry level and first time home buyers, or more specifically also in families. And we are seeing that young families are no longer having to move where their job is as much, and they oftentimes can choose where they want to live. As long as they have access to an airport, they can choose where they want to live and work from home. And I think that's going to have big impacts on our Amelia Island market in particular moving forward, but we'll talk a little bit more about that later.
Yeah, the drop nationally is really more, it's not like what happened in 2008. The market has not gotten that far ahead of itself with a lot of the crazy financing schemes and folks that shouldn't have been buying at the time. This is a different situation. We're really just back probably close to at peak levels to where we were in 2008, and this is 12 years later. So I don't think that nationally, if we do have a slowdown economically, and it doesn't look like there are any signs of that happening from a GDP standpoint. Certainly the economy still looks to be moving along somewhere between a 2-3% GDP growth. So I don't think that housing would be a likely trigger into any kind of recession. I think if the only thing that puts us there would be more international trade issues or some type of international event, but economically, nationally, we're good.
You said that this was one of the first times that the stock market was different than really where home pricing was in areas like the Hamptons and some of those luxury markets.
The Hampton markets have typically followed, the values there have followed where the stock market, and this is the first time we've seen that separation. And I think that's just a lot about how the world is a much more decentralized place. It's a much more flexibility in terms of where you want to live, and people can choose and do live in different places and still get their work done.
So what do we think that those national trends, how are they going to impact us locally?
I think that it's, you know, if you go back, we were about a year and a half behind the when the real estate market collapsed in 2006 and early part of 2007 nationally. We were more really 7 and 8. Our prices still peaked out in the summer to late part of 2007. So we tend to be a little bit behind that. But I think a lot, there are a lot of positives that are that support our values here that have changed since 12 years ago. We have the reinforcement, the state and local tax deductibility and the no taxes here in Florida, income taxes here in Florida, have really put us on the map even more in terms of a destination location for folks that live in New York and other places. And I think that's a very much a positive. And I think before, too, we were in a situation where virtually all of our buyers were retirement type buyers who moved here from the Midwest and Northeast. And it was a struggle for a lot of folks during those financial crises when the real estate market collapsed for them to sell their properties in those states in order to relocate here. We've now started to gain a mix of buyers here. People move here at an earlier age that can do their business remotely. We know a number of those. People, too, move here with young children. We're starting to see that. The Nassau County schools can now rival the St. John's County schools in Ponte Vedra, which wasn't the case 10 years ago. That will have a major impact as we go forward. So I think we'll see we have a mix of type of buyers that are going to be interested in living on the plantation and on Amelia, and I think that's a real positive that supports values here.
Absolutely, and there's been some things that are specific to the plantation where we're much stronger now than we were 10 years ago, just from you look at the investments being made, as we've talked about in previous podcasts in our community, with the Community Center by the AIPCA and the Ocean Club by the Amelia Island Club, but also just in terms of the overall health of our community. I think we're in a much better place than we were 10 years ago, which is a positive sign for plantation values. And I think what we'll see moving over the rest of 2019, we are still in a seller's market generally, and for single family homes and condos on the plantation. And I think that will continue through the rest of 2019. And as we head into 2020, I think some of the slowdowns in the rest of the country will start to trickle down to our market. And we'll see a little more of a market correction where we move towards a more balanced market in 2020. And we'll also be in an election year, which a lot of times causes a little bit of uncertainty in buyers, which can impact the real estate market. So I think we'll move back to a more balanced market in 2020. But overall, through the rest of 2019, we will remain in a seller's market. Do you have any thoughts on that?
No, I think that's reflected when you look at the sales of single family homes here during the first half of this year, and things typically, you look at just virtually most everything on that list, it closed in 1 to 3 months. Mm-hmm. Things that are priced right and in reasonable shape, they move quickly here.
Absolutely. So one other topic we wanted to talk about, since we saw it, and you've probably seen it all in the news, was the announcement that Amazon and Realogy have formed a partnership called Turnkey. And this partnership, basically, it boils down to Amazon's going to refer customers to Realogy agents. And if you aren't familiar with Realogy, it is a company that owns a lot of different brokerages, many of which operate here in our local market. For example, Sotheby's is owned by Realogy, Century 21, Coldwell Banker, ERA, they're all grouped in together and owned by Realogy. And essentially what Amazon is going to do is refer their customers to agents. And what the customer receives by doing this is some free gifts from Amazon in the form of smart home gadgets like Echoes and their smart doorbells, etc. And the Realogy agents, obviously their benefit is they get to receive referrals from Amazon. When this announcement was made, it's interesting. Realogy's really struggled over the last 12 months in their stock prices. And when this announcement was made, they jumped. Their stock price jumped to $6.4 dollars a share, which was a 25% increase over what it was before the announcement. And then 5 days later, or five trading days later, it was back down to $4.93 a share, which is actually lower than it was before the announcement was made. So there was a big splash. All the news, major news outlets covered it. And really, we don't think it's going to have a big impact at all on the real estate market locally or nationally. This idea is nothing new. Costco has had the same type of program for many years, where they refer agents or refer customers to agents in exchange for free items from Costco. But I think the main point here is that there's two things. From an agent perspective, if you receive leads from Amazon, you are paying a good portion, up to 60% of your commission to the company, whether it be your brokerage or Amazon, in exchange for that lead. So the likelihood that the top agents or the more experienced agents in the market are going to be receiving these leads from Amazon is very slim. So from a consumer standpoint, therefore, are you really going to go to Amazon and ask them to refer you to an agent who's probably not going to be the best agent that you're going to have the chance to work with, because they're going to be newer in the market or just not as successful because they need to pay 60% of their commission out to receive a lead, just in exchange to receive a free doorbell or a free $99 Echo? I just don't think that this is really something that's going to have a major impact. It'll be interesting to see whether Amazon goes any further into the real estate market or whether they stay out kind of on the referral sidelines and how that moves forward. But from a standpoint of their current announcement with Turnkey, I don't see it having a major impact. Dad, what do you think?
Yeah, I think homeowners want to be in control. They want to be calling the shots. They want to know and make the decision as to who they want to work with in terms of an advisor on one of the most important transactions that they handle, one of the largest transactions that they'll handle in a lifetime, and as somebody that they have trust and knows the local market. So I think those are the important thing as opposed to gaining a smart doorbell as an alternative. So I don't see it having much of a market impact here or nationally.
Well, before we get to our conclusion, we wanted to let you know that the August Miller Report should be in your mailbox shortly and has a lot more in-depth analysis of the local real estate market and the plantation real estate market in particular. As always, please do not hesitate to reach out to us if you have any comments or have any questions or would like to have any ideas of things you'd like to see in future Miller Reports or future podcasts. And as always, we would love to help anyone you know who needs help buying or selling real estate here in Amelia Island. Please just have them give us a call or give us a call yourself and let us know how to reach them so that we can assist them. Once again, this is James and Dave Miller with the Miller Group here on Amelia Island. Thank you so much for listening to the Miller Group Real Estate Show, and we will be with you next time.